Hi, I'm Evan Lucas-Cunningham, and welcome to the Feel Better Every Day podcast, helping you connect with and take better care of yourself and create a life you don't need to retreat from. Welcome to episode 20 of the Feel Better Every Day podcast. Today's guest is the delightful Dr. Karen Ward. She is talking about how she protects her energy and herself, how she connects with the sacredness of the land, how she anticipates and appreciates soul moments, and so much more. I would love, as you listen, for you to think about what you might do to invite a soul moment into your day every day. And I hope you enjoy the episode as much as I enjoyed talking to Karen. So welcome, Karen Ward, Dr. Karen Ward. Thank you so much for joining me.
Absolute pleasure, Eve. I am delighted to be here.
And I'm thinking I met you soon after I moved to Ireland and I came across your moonmanure.ie site and enrolled to learn more about my new home country and working with the divine feminine Irish goddesses and the sacred land. And you're also a psychotherapist and a supervisor and a shamanic practitioner, and it's just been a delight to get to know you. What are you working on at the moment, and how long have you been doing all of this?
At the moment, I am writing the eighth edition of the Moonmanure Diary Journal. Mm-hmm. And it is an absolute delight. We have a different theme every year, and next year's theme are the moon phases.
Lovely.
So we're taking the eight classic phases, but we're adding in blue moons and red moons and black moons and lunar eclipses.
Yeah.
So that's always a delight to get to this stage. And yeah. Then I am also finishing up editing Bridget Oracle cards.
Ooh.
Now, as you know, Bridget, the Celtic goddess and the yeah. matron saint of Ireland, is very dear to my heart.
Yeah.
And next February is her 1500th celebration. Uh-huh. From the time before passing on February the 1st. So it's wonderful to see how, as an archetypal feminine energy in Ireland, that she's being so celebrated.
Yeah.
And of course, she has a new national holiday for us all, which is very exciting.
Yeah. Perfect timing.
So the oracle cards very much are inspired by this exciting time. And I have to confess that way back came in, shall we say, I thought 52 cards. Oh, is that possible? There could be 102 cards for Bridget.
Yeah.
She is such an inspiration and, that quintessential feisty Irish woman energy. So it's a delight to be at the stage where I'm working with the editors to finish up those final approvals before they go to print. So it's a delightful stage to be at.
Well, I'll be ordering a deck for sure. I love your Sacred Island Celtic Moon deck. And that leads us in, what would you do in an ideal world if you had all the time and energy and space to create the perfect morning routine for yourself, both in terms of your self-care and your uppercase self-care, helping you connect with the divine? What would that look like?
I'm very cognizant of what that is, because as a shamanic practitioner, it's an experiential way of being, a path of life. So in those glorious times where I have a full hour to myself, I will sit and meditate with a little bit of breath work, a particular meditation, which for me has evolved over the years to some people have a mantra, or some people look at a flame, or there's a different focus. But mine tends to be a calling in and an honoring of sacred sites, places, people, deities.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a beautiful flow, there's a rhythm to it,
yeah.
which I feel would be very much informed by the Irish language. then there would be a bit of breath work. And of course, my beloved yoga stretches come in there. And I carry what's called a mala naifa. Mm-hmm. So they are two Irish Gaelic words for basically sacred bundle. Mm-hmm. And it would be part of the Irish tradition. Mana Mana Clear, the great god of the sea, he rescued Aoife, and she was a crane bird.
Yeah,
they're a little bit like smaller than storks, but bigger than herons.
Okay.
And they were indigenous to Ireland. There's said to be still a few around, but they were plentiful. And she could talk. So there were many divine conversations between Manaman and Aoife. And when he, with great reverence, took her skin and created a bag, and a corbulg or a crane bag, as it was called, to put in stones and shells and mysteries not to be shared. So therefore, it's a little bit like a First Holy Communion girl's bag, or the pouches the medicine sangomas of Africa would wear. Every tradition has a version of it. And if you think of all the sacred items you might have in your home, these are all together. So that would be an integral part of my ideal self-care ritual in the morning. So I would do my yoga with it in front of me, and I would do the meditation and the breath work with that. And of course, classically, set a very clear and wonderful loving intention for the day.
Gorgeous. And what about on the days where you don't have an hour? What would be your essential? What would be something you wouldn't leave the house without doing?
Oh, great question. Definitely, I would be very conscious of putting on my protection.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people might be a little bit surprised and think, well, what's that about? It would be, would you go out without putting your clothes on or brushing your teeth? So my energetic protection would be involve my energy field, or my aura, as some people would call it. And it's a little bit like layering up, because in the type of work I do, the psychotherapy work with individuals, or that might be with groups of people that I'm teaching or offering a presentation to, there can be people who I come across in my daily work who are very vulnerable and have a lot going on.
Yeah.
And they may look to a presenter, teacher, therapist, almost like clinging on, grabbing on the life raft, so to speak, which makes sense, but it can be debilitating to that one person.
Yeah.
So over the years, I would have a very simple shamanic way. There are bands of balance, protection, harmony that I would energetically put on.
Yeah.
And of course, my guardian angel comes in there very much so. And that just means that I'm going out into my day with a sense of protection so that I can be there for whoever needs help, to help them to help themselves without taking on anything that might be flowing around in the ether.
Yeah.
So that would be the essential and my intention for the day. Those are the two key ones.
Okay. And what about later on in the day? Anything you would like to do in an ideal world? And I know I'm not going to put anything into your mouth. I'm not going to like suggest things, but an ideal day, what would self-care look like? And also winding down before bed.
Great. Again, in the Irish Celtic shamanic tradition, both the morning and the evening would be called Sharmanas, which basically would translate as morning ritual.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, there can be an evening ritual.
Yeah.
And it would be a little bit like prayers before bedtime.
Okay.
For me, that would really have a huge gratitude element.
Yeah.
So in other words, early in the day, I've set an intention. I put on my protection and I've done what I can. And now at the other end of the day, I'm preparing for deep restful sleep, and I'm putting that glorious full stop on the day, if you will.
Yeah.
And part of that is to give thanks for my ancestors, my spiritual guides who've been with me, helping me during the day, and also the wonderful experiences and people I may have met or interacted with during the day. So the short version would always be gratitude.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the longer version would be sitting up in bed in meditation pose style.
Yeah.
Again, that lovely meditative honoring all that I have invoked in the morning. And then what I would often do is call in a particularly nice soul moment, I would call it, during the day, something that's happened that's really heartwarming, where my Celtic soul sings. And it would be like going to bed with a, you know, holding on to the nice, I don't know, fluffy hot water bottle. It's a lovely way to call in that deep restful sleep and just letting go any worries or cares.
And you have that in the journal, in the Moon Manoa journal.
Yes, in the Moon Manoa journal. I mean, at this stage, I've practiced that for so many years that it's second nature that I would, I go about my day expecting that I will have soul moments.
Yeah.
And of course, inevitably I do.
Yeah.
Often more than one. I'm known to turn around to my husband and say, "Oh, you were my soul by something else." A beautiful sunset or a fabulous moonrise, as the case may be.
So
the long version would be sitting up meditation style. Short version would be, you know, those nights where you just crawl into the bed
and I
start the gratitude and then I fall asleep.
Yeah.
But I do start it, and that's the important thing.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, you've been a delight, as I expected. Can you say where listeners can find you? I'm going to include lots of links in the show notes, but where would be the best place for them to find you online?
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I actually have just three websites you can contact me, and it depends on what angle of what I offer that you might be interested in. So you've mentioned Moon Manoa.
Yes.
So that's Moon Manoa. Is the Irish Celtic word for women. So it's moonwomen.ie. Mm-hmm. And then myself and my husband John have shlianchroi.ie. So that's shlianchroi. And it means pathway of the heart.
Yeah.
So that's our Irish Celtic shamanic website. And then especially for anybody who listening who is a therapist or interested in ways of really delving into that self-care at a deeper core level.
Yeah.
The Dr. Karen Ward therapist.ie would be the website to go to. And I'm on Instagram and I'm on Facebook. Whatever way suits your listeners best.
Wonderful. So I'll include all of that information in the show notes, as I mentioned. But thank you so, so much. I'm sure people will be fascinated and want to check those out.
Oh, wonderful. It's just such an honour. And of course, needless to say that so often my morning ritual is outdoors, particularly in certain months of the year. So it can be outdoors and indoors, and nature inspires me in so many ways. Mila Buikas, a thousand thanks, Eve.
Mila Buikas, thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Feel Better Everyday podcast. As you listened, were you inspired to take note of soul moments in your day and maybe look out for them and anticipate them? Maybe you were inspired to connect with the land more, or to gather your sacred items around you to support you. I'd love to know what you're going to do differently, or what you're going to start doing again as a result of listening to this episode. And if you haven't already, please do share, subscribe, rate, review, comment, whatever feels good for you. And next week, I'm delighted to share the episode with Leonie Dawson. So have a wonderful week, and I look forward to seeing you then. And this episode is produced by me, your host, Eve Moses-Kinneman.